And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with our city officials here today. Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and City Commissioner Mark Hattisall joins us here this morning as well. And City Commission has a 7 o'clock meeting tonight. Again, we mentioned it's a light agenda. That's why we've been talking about some other things here as well. But there is a pretty significant discussion here going to take place on considering some levying of special assessments. And there will be a public hearing on this and then a vote, I guess, afterward.
Right. Thanks, Brandon. We've got about $1.4 million in special assessment bonds that we're beginning that process on. So there's about nine improvement districts that are involved with this. Most of it are special assessments that property owners will pay for. This process is we're working towards a May bond issue to issue the bonds for these projects. So it takes about 6 to 7 months for that whole process to work out. That's what this kind of public hearing starts. That gives an opportunity. We provide documentation to each of those property owners about what that assessment will be. And we don't know quite what the interest rate will be till after we've actually issued the bonds, but we make some estimates, and it does provide for what that specials will add to their property tax value from when they get the bills once those bonds are issued. And so it does give them an opportunity to come in for this public hearing to ask any questions about it. If they believe there might be an error that was made, they can certainly inquire about that. And then also after that, until the bonds are issued, it gives them an opportunity to pay off their portion of the bonds before they're issued, so they don't have those interest costs. So that's an opportunity. Some of the projects that we're looking at, there is a 1100 block alley between Raton and Bertan. That was a benefit district that is mostly being done cost to those adjacent property owners of paving that alley and putting some stormwater improvements. The city at large is participating in that one a little bit. So about $1.2 million of the $1.4 is going to be assessed to the benefit districts, and about $244,000 to the city at large. The largest one to the city at large there is about $165,000, and that's on some sanitary sewer work that was done at 17th Street in Houston. There was an area and a smaller benefit district created that extended. We had a kind of a old party line system where people were borrowing each other's private sewer lines to convey sewer to our main out in the street, and it needed to be extended so that about five or six different lots were using a common main instead of each other's lines. You can imagine what that might do when there's a problem or a blockage that results. So that one, we were probably working on that one when Mark was on the commission before. It's taken a long time to get that process through, but those improvements are done, and now we've got to assess it and pay for it. We also did some improvements out on Cumberland Road. That's there out on West Anderson, just kind of on the southeast section of the roundabout there where the doctor's offices are. We've made an access road that was a gravel road and improved it to create a secondary access off Scenic Drive to those offices. And then some of the other parts are the Hartford addition, three different subdivisions up there with street, sanitary sewer, and water, and some with just some design costs at this point. So that was the bulk of it. So it's really kind of starting that process. Again, we're working towards a May actual selling of the bonds and then certifying those to the county in August so that they can be put on the tax rolls.
Nobody ever likes to have to pay for, like, getting an alley fixed. But it's just like the sidewalk in front of your house is the homeowner's responsibility, and the alley behind your property ends up being a similar situation where it becomes your responsibility to help kind of keep that. And, when you have trash trucks and people running up and down the alleys, and they either weren't paved initially or the paving is so beat up that it seems like a gravel and rock road now. At some point, that needs to be taken care of, and it's if you're unlucky enough to own the property during that period of time when that repair has to be done, then you end up being on the hook for part of it because the city participates a little bit on those things. But yeah, it's one of those things where everybody's got their own expenses for their own neighborhoods to take care of. And so everybody just has to step up a little bit occasionally.
Yeah. Pretty standard stuff there. And I imagine once in a while, you probably do get some folks who come to these public hearings. Public hearings aren't always well attended at a lot of government things, but I imagine these ones might be.
Yeah, and this is one where we've done a specific individual notice to all of those property owners so that they're aware of it and that they, if they have questions about it, most folks call our finance folks and ask those questions. So they don't necessarily need to come to the public hearing, but if there's something they want to talk about about the process or questioning some amount, that's certainly why that exists for them to be able to do that. Yeah, that it's kind of a infrastructure and finance agenda, and we've got several infrastructure projects and financing on the consent agenda. We've got the second reading of a ordinance where we're going to be making application to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment through their low-interest loan program to do some improvements to our lime softening lagoons, which are just east of the water plant across Tuttle Creek Boulevard. Anticipating to be not to exceed $3.5 million at an interest rate of about 1.27%, and that's usually on a 20-year process. So that's a project that we're waiting to start design for. It's a project that really can't be completed until the work at the levee is complete. Of course, that contract's been let, but we did want to secure the financing for the project and get the approval from the state. Then we also have a resolution for the commission to issue temporary notes. So this is our construction financing. So a lot of the projects that the commission awarded back in December, there's about $17.7 million. So a couple of these are part of the multi-year mega projects that I like to refer to them as. One is the North Manhattan Avenue, the Bluemont to Fremont that I was talking about earlier, street and utility improvements about. It was about a $6 million project. About 40% of that work is replacing water and sewer lines, as well as all the individual service connections to the businesses as part of that. And then the other one is Phase 9 of the North Campus Corridor Edge District, and that's that middle section of Kimball between College and Denison. That project's been awarded and will get started here later this spring. And that one's about $8.5 million of that total of 17.7. We also have Stag Hill Golf Course wanted to tap into city water, so they're paying 100% of the cost of extending water main to their facility. And then also we've got some Browning water line and Butterfield water line improvement projects that are part of that special assessment district.
Yeah, going back to the lime sludge lagoon improvements, those are the kind of projects that just drive me crazy because for however many years we've had those lime sludge lagoons out there, the KDHE and the EPA was okay with how the water drained out of there. Now they make a change of a regulation, and now we've got to spend $3.5 million to change how that's the water's filtered out of there or whatever the project is actually for. And so it's just the government regulations and then the change in the interpretation of the regulations. It's a big deal. $3.5 million divided by the people of Manhattan, that's going to cost everybody whatever the math on that is. And it just seems unnecessary to me. I don't know how big of an issue that the drainage off of that lagoon pond thing was. But that's an awful expensive fix, but there seems to be no way around it because they've got all the cards. If we don't do what they need to do, then they'll stop giving us permits for something, and next thing you know, we're out of business as a water supplier. So it's one of those unnecessary evils, but it just drives me crazy that we have to the regulations and how much those things cost the taxpayers of Manhattan to make them happy over it.
That is frustrating. Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you want to keep going here, or should we? Let's take a break here, and we'll continue on with our final segment of In Focus. That's coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.